This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
The police in Terre Haute, Indiana say they've been overwhelmed with the outpouring from across the nation after they had one of their own killed in the line of duty last week. Terre Haute Patrolman Rob Pitts will be laid to rest tomorrow in his hometown of Sullivan, Indiana. The 21-year-old who shot Officer Pitts also died in the exchange of gunfire with lawmen. Have you had trouble with your car wiring, the wiring on your new car? I mean, many people have. Lawyers are suing the car companies. And one of them says it's laudable that the car manufacturers are trying to be environmentally friendly with insulation of the car wiring made from soy-based plastics, that they are trying to be green. But that soy-based insulation is something the rats like. Rodents have been chewing on it, damaging the wiring because it tastes good. Suits are being filed based on the belief that this ought to be covered under the warranty. From This Week in Agribusiness, planting of the United States soybean crop was 15% complete as of this past weekend, just about as expected, 2 points ahead of average. Planting of the corn crop was 39% complete this past weekend, 5 points behind the average pace. A ceremony marking the 30th anniversary of the Carrollton, Kentucky church bus crash, in which 27 people died, will be held this weekend in Radcliffe, Kentucky. The fiery crash, the deadliest drunk driving crash ever in this country, was May 14, 1988. A church bus full of children and adults headed home from an amusement park and caught fire after it was hit by a drunken driver. The commemoration this weekend will be in honor of the 24 children and 3 adults who died and the 40 who survived 30 years ago this month. Hey, have you seen the northern lights? The aurora borealis over the past few nights? Several people in Michigan have. These electrons cause the aurora borealis. Electrons originating in the magnetosphere, the region of space controlled by the Earth's magnetic field. As they rain into the atmosphere, the electrons impart energy to oxygen and nitrogen molecules, making them excited. And when the molecules return to their normal state, they release photons. Small bursts of energy in the form of light. And now you know. That's today's Midwest Digest. From Mr. Science, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.